changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Listen, guys, I want to talk about what happened yesterday. This is, today is Thursday, January the 7th, and yesterday I was in my studio working on hanging some new green screen, and I was listening to CNN, because I knew that yesterday being January the 6th, that the United States Congress is required to certify the Electoral College vote. I say I knew this like I'm some sagacious person, that means very smart. Learned. I'm not. I learned it because it's all of a sudden on the news. It all of a sudden became a thing. What has normally been a formality all of a sudden became a thing. And I wanted to listen to how it was handled. Then I became absolutely horrified as my fellow citizens attacked Congress. Let me just say that again. I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth. That members of our own society professing to be doing this in the name of law and order attacked Congress, attacked and broke in to Capitol Hill. I think if we would have seen this in a movie, what we would have expected would have been an immediate reaction by the Capitol Police with weapons and people being shot if they would not withdraw. But that's not what we saw. I then sat on my couch for 2 hours and watched this on CNN, and I was absolutely horrified. Now, I have seen things like this around the world in Venezuela and Belarus, not firsthand, but I've seen it on television, and I never thought I would see it in the United States of America. I tried to contextualize this, and what I've come to realize is that if indeed the election were overturned yesterday, rather than having been certified, I myself probably would have been that overcome and that upset. I don't think I would have invaded the halls of Congress, and I think that that was probably the splinteriest of the people who were involved in that. I think to most of the other people, it was an event that they participated in, one of political First Amendment speech. And I'm trying to understand that today. I'm also understanding very keenly that we live in two very distinct Americas. As I've shared with you before, I realize that most of my media consumption was coming through the BBC, Reddit, CNN, and NPR. So I began to expose myself very intentionally to a lot of Fox News, etc. And it was amazing how, for example, early on, the words coronavirus were all over CNN and NPR, but hardly anywhere on Fox News. And then when the president began to speak about it, then Fox News began to report on it. I'm not assigning blame. I don't want to do that. And there's no but on that. I'm not assigning blame. What I'm saying is that if I had the same media diet as the people who stood on that hill yesterday, I might have at least shown up and acted, waved a flag or whatever. But I don't know that I would have gone into Congress. And it saddens me to think that people would do that. I think that's the dominant feeling I'm having today, is sadness. And I don't want to get into any of it further than that. Although to say, and we're still going to get into the main context of our jumpstart today. As I sat on my couch yesterday and I had my Amazon device, I don't want to say her name, live with my daughter, we were watching this together unfold. I had this vision of the United States being like a balloon that was being filled up, like a weather balloon. You've seen one of those big weather balloons? And I saw the United States getting filled up with just anger on both sides. And that being the air that's going into this balloon as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you start to see like a little crack in the balloon, a little scene that's about to explode. And I kept watching for that to happen. And yet the interesting thing is, unlike what we would have expected in a movie, the Capitol Guard never really flexed its muscle to the extent that we might have thought, expected, or some of us might have even wanted against these rioters. And they withdrew. And so the air withdrew. On the day Donald Trump was elected, I did a live jumpstart. I didn't start doing them live until the coronavirus hit fully all the time. But I went on live on Facebook, just like this, sitting in my living room in Kansas City at the time. And I told a story. And I'm going to tell it again, and it won't be the last time. Two old men are sitting on a park bench. They're arguing about the Bible. One of them, in exasperation, looks at the other and says, "Ah, I'll bet you haven't even read the Bible." The other one says, "You know what? I've read the book of Revelation." The first one says, "Oh yeah, what'd you get out of that?" The second old man said, "God wins." Yesterday was messy, but once again, God won. Once again, democracy won. Once again, the United States continued as a representative democracy. Not pretty, but it continued. And thank you to everyone who stood by and stood with conscience. And thank you for the United States of America, and God bless America. God won and will continue to win. All right, today we're going to continue talking about the Jumpstart series that I began at the beginning of the year and I have very intentionally not wanted. By the way, let me go in and welcome some more of you. I'm feeling a little excited today, as you can tell. Heather Ellis says, good morning. Ashley Day is on day two. Michelle Baxter is here. I realize I'm backtracking a little bit. Julie's here. Julie, are you here for the first time? Let us know. The reason that we are able to build this community that we are and continue to do so with hundreds and thousands of people every single day is because you all click share. And click share right now, if you would. Don't wait. Click share. Dozens of you did it just yesterday. Michelle says, it's been a while, but been here before. Good to see you. Raleigh is here, getting to be on a daily basis. Good to see you. And speaking of daily basis, there's Elena and Robin. Glad to have you here as well. So thank you all for being here with me. I want to talk to you about how to have a great 2021. And I noticed that a lot of people who are in the expert industry, as am I, it's interesting. When I moved to Kansas City, I thought my sinuses to Florida, I thought my sinuses would just be great, but I still have sinus drainage. Anyway, a lot of people helping those get into 2021 were like, okay, now 2021 is here, go do it. And I don't want to do that because there is so much to it. I want you to make a significant transformation in your life this year. And if you have not watched the previous parts of this, this is part number 7, and I've got 3 more to go. So if you have not watched the previous parts to this, go back and watch them because it's really going to help you. Part number 1, if you remember, is you want to write a future journal letter to yourself in the future saying 2021 was the best year of my life because. Write out everything. Take you 5 minutes, take you 30 minutes or less, took me about 10. Write it on one sheet of paper. That's it. Next thing you want to do, pick one thing that if only one thing happens, then you will realize that 2021 was the best year of your life. It might be attract the love of your life, earn $1 million, pay off your home, teach your dog 50 new tricks, whatever. I actually wanted to teach Teddy 5 new tricks this year, and I did. So write it out and then begin to take effort on that, even if you don't feel like you are ready. And then realize that the reason that you have not already achieved this is because your paradigms are such that you're not an energetic match for it. You would have already achieved this had you been an energetic match for it. Then you begin to burn it into your brain, the opposite of whatever paradigm is that's keeping you trapped where you are. You begin to burn that into your brain. Again, go back and watch all of these. And today, I want to talk to you about get some skin in the game. I'm reading these wonderful secrets books by a guy named Russell Brunson. Now, for most of you, Elena, I probably has read these. If not, I know she's a big fan of Ray Higdon's. And Ray is the guy who turned me on to Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson teaches experts like me. I'm the world expert on complaining. Teaches us how to bring that message to the world in the best way. And he tells this wonderful story. Russell was a college athlete playing wrestling, rather. He was a high school athlete. He won a bunch of tournaments, and then he went on to compete at a college level and won a bunch of state and national tournaments. He was in, it was in Idaho, Idaho State University, if I'm not mistaken. His very first day, he's in his dorm room and he's unpacking his dorm. Now that day he had met all of his other fellow wrestlers and his coaches, and he gets a knock at the door. He goes to the door and opens the door, and it's his coach, his main coach. Now this guy is not only his coach, this guy is a real badass. This guy is an Ultimate Fighting Champion winner. This guy is holds major titles in world championship wrestling, not the kind you think about, not the jumping off the railings, but the kind that you literally wrestle like in college. All right, this guy has won all of these things, and he hands Russell a videotape of a highlight reel of hours of his best moves, best wins. It's not all the stuff where he's not doing great. It's just simply his best stuff. And he hands it to Russell and tells Russell to then go get his wallet. Russell goes and gets his wallet, comes back, pulls out his wallet, hands it to his coach, scared to death because he doesn't know why his coach wants his wallet. And also, this is a guy who's a badass, taking his wallet from him. He reaches in and takes all the money out of Russell's wallet, puts it into his shirt pocket, and hands the empty wallet back to Russell. Now, this has certainly upped the anxiety for Russell Brunson. What's he going to do? He has now been robbed by his coach. And his coach said, Russell, if I would have given you that videotape, you probably never would watch it. But if you pay for it, then you're going to sit down and you're going to watch it and you're going to apply it. So here's the next secret to getting what you want. Remember that one thing you want? Spend some money to acquire it. I mean that sincerely. I have got dozens of examples, but time will only allow me to share a few with you. There are probably 5 to 10 of my very good friends and family members whom I have given access to my programs, Complaint Free Life, Complaint Free Meditation, Complaint Free Parenting, Complaint Free Schools, Complaint Free Businesses. Did you realize I have all of these? Complaint Free Churches. There's more. Complaint Free Relationships, Complaint Free Parenting. I have given people who are important in my life access to all of these. None of them have taken advantage of. None. None. You know why? They don't have any skin in the game. Those of you who are here in my Jumpstarts today and who are also members of the meditation program, who show up every single day when we meditate live, you're paying your $25 a month. Ooh, $25. And those of you who are in the live program, it's $20 a month. Wow. I'm saying that because you've got a small amount of skin in the game. You probably spend way more on that on streaming television networks, way more, or cable television networks. But you're there because you have a financial commitment. In the Bible, Jesus says, where your purse is, there your heart will be also. Where your purse is, there your heart will be also. So discover what it is and begin to spend some money in acquiring it. Hire a coach. I remember, you know, because I'm a Kiss fan, after Kiss split up with the original members for a number of very good reasons and got back together with the original members for a number of very good reasons, two of the original members, Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, had not really played at that level for years. And they had to get back on stages like they used to, they had to hire coaches. They had to hire, music teachers to come in and teach them their own music. Ace Frehley actually had to hire a guy who was in a cover band who played his solos to come in, but he had to pay him to teach him his own stuff back to him. He had some skin in the game. You know that I am actively in the process of striking a deal for a major network television show. And I've shared with you all the ways that I have prepared myself, such as watching all of these videos on how to pitch a reality TV show, reading blogs on how to do a reality TV show. You know what else I did? I spent some money. You may have seen it. There's this series of things called Masterclass, and you pay a certain amount of money, and for a year you get unlimited access to masterclasses taught by world experts. And by that I'm talking Martin Scorsese teaches directing, Samuel L. Jackson teaches acting, Aaron Sorkin teaches script writing, and it's not all entertainment related and movie related. It's also, I'm giving a commercial here. You need to check it out. It's cool. They have dozens of cooking shows. They have sex and relationship shows. And they're not shows, they're classes. They're master classes. And you can download everything you want. So one of the first things I did was, when I decided that I wanted to have this show, I thought of a name and I went in and paid, hear me again, paid for the domain name. I bought the domain name and all the variances on the domain name to keep anyone from trying to block it or do an end run, because I've had to go through that before and that's expensive. And I bought this masterclass and I began to watch it. I've watched Aaron Sorkin on how to write scripts and TV scripts. And I've also watched Steve Martin on how to write comedy, because I want to learn. There's a process to that as well. So get some skin in the game. This is your next assignment. You need to learn to get some skin in the game. Take a moment, make your comments, questions. If you're here for the first time, please click share. I'd love to be able to provide some consolation, some hope for people who were hurt by what happened yesterday. And as you know, I did an extended conversation about that at the very beginning of this. So please click share for that reason. Also, if you want to help people have a great 2021, people in your life, please click share for that reason as well. Or if you're just one of my great fans who's here every single day, and I don't like the word fans, friends, who is here every single day, and thank you so much for being with me. Let me go back and allow all of you to make some questions or comments. Elena Johnson says, once again, good morning. Robin Flaherty is here. Ingeborg, good to see you. Have not talked to you in a while, it feels like. Great to catch me live. Thank you, Sue. Have not seen you in a while, feel like. And thank you. Greg is here. Greg is on the upside from having the coronavirus. Elena Johnson says, so true. Thank you all. Remember, yesterday, as I was listening to the speeches by the members of the Senate and by the members of the House, I was struck again by the brilliance and the hard work and the foresight of the founders of our country. And I don't like the term founding fathers. It may have just been all men, but the women had as much to do with it behind the scenes. Wherever you'll find a great man, you'll find an amazed woman, as the old joke goes. But the United States is strong enough and democracy is strong enough. And we proved it once again yesterday. And I don't think we're done, but I think we'll continue to prove it. And I invite you to continue to hold that vision and to know that to be true. Thank you, Elena. Linda, good to see you. Thanks for joining us in Kentucky this morning. Michelle had some unexpected time this morning. Was able to watch the second half. Great to see you, Michelle. Thank you for being with us as always. Bless you all. Make it a great day. Remember, get some skin in the game. I mean that sincerely. Hopefully for some of you, your goal was to stop complaining in 2021, then join my Complaint Free Life program. Go to www.complaintfreelife.com. You get a free 30-day trial. Jump in there. Give it a try. See what you think. You'll notice a huge difference in your life. Thanks, everybody. Love you. See you tomorrow. I just realized. There we go. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.